Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'm sorry, I was looking at a message that just came in. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, Look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Now, friends, today is the feast day of St. Blaise, who is a bishop, or was a bishop and martyr. He died in the year 316 AD. And by the way, St. Blaise is the patron saint of my brother, Bo. His feast day, of course, is February 3rd, which is the day that he was martyred. So St. Blaise was born into a wealthy Christian family in Armenia. He was trained as a physician before becoming a priest and was finally ordained a bishop. When a wave of Christian persecution began, God instructed St. Blaise to hide in a cave, a desert cave. While he was hiding, birds miraculously brought him food and sick men came to him to be healed. The king's hunters eventually discovered his cave and found it surrounded by a myriad of wild animals who came to the saint to be blessed, with Blaise able to walk freely among them. Recognizing him as the local bishop, the hunters took Blaise into custody. As he went with them, he continued to preach and perform miracles along the way. He healed a boy choking to death on a bone and was commanded a wolf to release a captured pig belonging to a poor woman. When Blaise was sentenced to be starved to death, the woman killed her pig to feed St. Blaise in prison. He was eventually martyred under the reign of Licinius, his body torn with wool combs before being beheaded. Blaise is known as the patron saint of throat ailments, physicians, wool combers, and wild animals. His feast is commemorated with the blessing of throats and is celebrated on February 3rd. So as you go to Mass today or tomorrow, you have the option of having your throats blessed. And I remember that growing up in elementary school, the school went to Mass on the feast day of St. Blaise, and our throats were blessed. So anyway, that comes from our friends at morningoffering.com. That's morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, offering, O-F-F-E-R-I-N-G.com. And so now we're going to go to Catholic.org, and we're going to read what they have to say. St. Blaise was the bishop of Sebastia and a doctor. The first known record of the saint's life comes from the medical writings of Aetius Amidinus, where he is reported as helping with patients suffering from objects stuck in their throat. Many of the miraculous aspects of St. Blaise's life are written of 400 years after the martyrdom in the Acts of St. Blaise. St. Blaise is believed to begin as a healer, then eventually became a physician of souls. He then retired to a cave where he remained in prayer. People often turn to St. Blaise for healing miracles. In 316, the governor of Cappadocia and of Lesser Armenia, Agricola, arrested then-Bishop Blaise for being Christian. On their way to the jail, a woman set her only son, who was choking to death, on a fishbone at his feet. Blaise cured the child, and though Agricola was amazed, he could not get Blaise to renounce his faith. Therefore, Agricola beat Blaise with a stick and tore at his flesh with iron combs before beheading him. In another tale, Blaise was being led to prison in Sabastia, and on the way came across a poor woman whose pig had been stolen by a wolf. Blaise commanded the wolf return the pig, which it did, alive and uninjured, to the amazement and astonishment of all. When he reached Sabastia, the woman came in and brought two fine wax candles in an attempt to dispel the gloom of his darkened cell. In the Middle Ages, Blaise became quite popular, and his legend as a beast tamer spread. He was then referred to as the Saint of the Wild Beast. Many German churches are dedicated to Saint Blaise, sometimes called Saint Blasius. In Great Britain, the village of Saint Blaise got its name from Saint Blaise, and a church dedicated to the saint can be found in Deacon Hamlet of Hackham near Newton Abbot. There is a Saint Blaise's well in Kent, and the water is believed to have medicinal properties. A blessing of the throat ceremony is held every February 3rd at St. Etheldreda's Church in London, Ambave, Germany. A Catholic middle school was named for St. Blaise in Bradford, West Yorkshire. The name was decided upon when the link between Bradford and the woolen industry was connected to the way St. Blaise was martyred with woolcomb. St. Blaise is often depicted holding two cross candles in his hand in a cave with wild animals. He is also often shown with steel combs. The similarity of the steel combs and the wool combs made large contributions to St. Blaise's leadership as patron saint of wool combers and the wool trade. Now, I know that my parish today and tomorrow will bless the throats of anyone who wants to stand in line for it, and I, for one, will be one getting my throat blessed. My throat gets blessed every year, and I believe very strongly in it. That is one of the big sacramentals of our beloved church. And John, if you're listening live and you can hear me, would you log in and let me know that you can hear me? So now let's talk about what's going on around the channel. And for that, I don't know what William's show is next week. I do know that we've got Lisa Marie Nicole, the Catholic version of Striper, on tonight. And she will be interviewing Mike Chauncey. Excuse me. She'll be interviewing Mike Chauncey, who is her musician, and she also records at a studio owned by Mike. So that's going to be quite exciting. And then Monday night, Luke is going to be doing part 4 of the Gospel of John. You can stream parts 1, 2, and 3 and get caught up. It's really quite exciting, to be honest. I'm enjoying it. William uploaded Burnt Toast and Coffee today, and so you can stream that. I don't know what his next show will be on. And then on Friday, we've got Catholic Ken, and Ken told me that his show on Friday is going to be on how we were born again through baptism. And that's going to be quite the exciting show. It's going to be quite interesting. So why don't we go ahead and do the 3 Hail Mary Novena. And the 3 Hail Mary Novena is from EWTN.com. So you see there I've used 3 different websites. I've used MorningOffering.com. I've used EWTN.com. And I've used Catholic.org. All three of these websites are great resources of Catholic prayers and Catholic saints and great information. I highly recommend that you use all three of these websites. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin Most Powerful, we beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be the special intentions of all of those listening today. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our soul. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seat of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son, and to obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners, obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, there are two more websites I want to tell you about today. The first is the rockcompanyshop.com. That's the T-H-E, rock, R-O-C-K, company, spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, shop.com. This website is a virtual store for our friends Tony and Paulette Rock, who live in Bethlehem, Israel. They have all sorts of beautiful Catholic wares, and they are Catholic, by the way. But all sorts of beautiful Catholic wares. They have olive wood rosaries, olive wood crucifixes, just all sorts of great Catholic things. You can get a rosary that's got Catholic saints in place of the Our Father beads. You can get olive wood rosaries that have Catholic saints and in place of the potter beads, and they've also got dirt from the Holy Land. This could very well be dirt that Jesus himself walked on. I mean, seriously, this could be a piece of dirt that Jesus himself walked on. I can tell you that my mother got my birthday gift from there, and I've also bought some merchandise from them, and they've got
crucifixes. They've got a beautiful Jerusalem cross. They've got olive wood nativity sets that I am saving up for. I'm going to buy one. And they've got just amazing stuff. They've also got gold and silver jewelry, talking sterling silver, so 0.925% silver. And they have a beautiful Jerusalem cross that, again, I'm saving for because I need one, and I know somebody else that needs one. And so, friends, when you visit therockcompanyshop.com, I want you to let them know that you were sent by the Four Persons Network. And we're not getting any discounts or any advertising money for advertising for our friends Tony and Paulette Rock. They came on the show, and they are friends of the network, and we are doing everything we can to support our friends. Bad things are going on in Bethlehem with all of the fighting and the various attacks, and we just want to take care of our friends and make sure that they stay in business. So with that in mind, I want you to visit therockcompanyshop.com. And another website that I'm going to share with you, and I get nothing for this website, is thecatholicestore.com. If you go to thecatholicestore.com, every so often they have free rosaries. And that's eCatholic, C-A-T-A, or CatholicEStore.com. That's Catholic, C-A-T-H-O-L-I-C, E, the letter E, store, S-T-O-R.com. You can get free rosaries from there. You pay shipping. And we're not talking cheap rosaries. We're talking decent rosaries. So just pay them a visit and check out their wares and see what you think. And let them know that the Four Persons Network sent them or sent you to them. So, friends, we're about out of time for today. I want to thank you for praying the Chapel of Divine Mercy with me. And I want to thank you for learning about St. Blaise with me. St. Blaise, pray for us. And I also want to thank you for praying the Three Hail Marys Novena with me. Mary, the Blessed Mother of Jesus Christ, pray for us. Mary, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Mary, the Morning Star, pray for us. So I want you to have a great rest of your day. Don't forget to listen to Lisa Marie Nicole this afternoon or this evening at 7 p.m. And with that in mind, I will see you at 3:30 Eastern tomorrow. My name is Richard Pettis, and I just want to thank you so much for signing in and joining me and praying with me today. And I will see you tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I love you all.